This is why today is Sullivan Way. It's holidays, no youngsters here. It's holidays, parents should bring their youngsters early to the masjid so we can say a few words in English and they can benefit. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حملته أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله في عامين أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رضا الرب في رضا الوالد وسخط الرب في سخط الوالد أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي وبك نستعين يا فتاح سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما ينفعنا آمين يا رب العالمين أما بعد because it's school holidays I'll just speak only in English inshallah inshallah we should make an effort next week as well as school holidays those who have children at home we should try and bring them as well the topic I thought I'd talk about today is one that I thought would be more specific to all of us but at the same time it would be quite impactful for the youngsters as well My respected brothers and elders and young friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many, many, many blessings, countless blessings, innumerable blessings. Every single day when we wake up, we feel that if I am not good to my boss, then I will not get paid. If I am not good to my wife, then I'll have a difficult time at home. If I'm not good to a certain person, then they're not going to treat me right. We have all of these emotions. However, we do not have this emotion that if I am not good to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I do not fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who provides me with food, He is the one who provides me with sustenance, He is the one who looks after me, He is the one who has given me health, He is the one who has given me a house to live in, He is the one who has blessed me with a wife and with children and with all of these different blessings. If I am not good to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will take all of these blessings off me. We don't have this understanding. Rather, our mindset works in this way, I've got to be good with the boss. Otherwise, boss is not going to pay me well. He's not going to treat me well. I've got to be good to this person and that person and this person. So all of the asbab, all of the means, we attach ourselves to the means. And the reason why we do this is because fundamentally our yaqeen, our conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is flawed. We do not have 100% yaqeen that Allah ta'ala is the one who feeds me. Even if my boss tells me go, I will happily go. Even if the whole situation that I'm in turns upside down, everything goes wrong. Everything that was near and dear to me leaves my side. Still, Allah Ta'ala, the one who looked after me from the time I was born, will look after me now, will look after me till the time I die, and in the Akhirat, it will be Allah who looks after me. The person who gives me, the person who pays my wage, and the person who, the person who fulfills my other necessities of daily life, maybe someone who I go to, maybe a doctor who looks, gives me medicine and prescriptions for my health. After I die, where will they be? Nowhere. But my life will continue. This is just the beginning of my life. This is nothing. The akhirat, the hereafter, is the real life. Is the life wherein I will live for eternity. This is just a small dream. And one day we will wake up and we will see Allah. And we will be faced with Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to us, 5 times namaz, did you read them? Fasting in Ramadan, did you do it properly? The Qur'an, my trust which I gave to you. I didn't give the Qur'an to the people of Musa alayhi salam. I didn't give the Qur'an to the people of Isa alayhi salam. I didn't give the Qur'an to the people of Nuh alayhi salam. I gave the Qur'an to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, because they were my best ummah. They were my beloved people. I gave you a gift which was the Qur'an. Did you fulfill the haqq of that gift? Did you recite that gift? Did you have a bond, a ta'alluq with that gift? Or did you put the Qur'an on the shelf and let dust accumulate and pile on the Qur'an? These are the questions that Allah Ta'ala will ask of me. Allah Ta'ala will not ask me, did you work very, very hard to make money, to bring home? Did you work so hard that you miss all of your namaz? Did you work so hard that every 5 times a day I have an appointment with you? 5 times a day. And if you did your 5 times daily appointments, it would take you less than an hour. From your 24 hours, I ask of you less than an hour, and you can't give me that? And I give you food, I give you water, your body, the systems of our body, subhanallah. The blood which is pumping through our veins, the oxygen, the carbon dioxide, all of these different systems which are running inside of our body, Allah is the one who is controlling all of that. And any second Allah Ta'ala wants to, He can cause our bodies to fail. He can cause our bodies to stop working. He can cause every good thing that we have in our life to finish. But Allah Ta'ala does not do so. Allah Ta'ala just gifts and continues to bless us and continues to bless us. So we need to understand this. And we need to take Allah Ta'ala very, very seriously. He is the one who we should be loving. He is the one who should be our greatest love, our greatest affection and care should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be brimming in our hearts. Nobody else should have that love that we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why in the Quran Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who are mu'minun, those who believe in Allah Ta'ala, they are very intense in their love for Allah. They have very strong love of Allah. The love for Allah is such that nobody else can compare. If anybody else comes along and says, it's okay, you know, we just missed this. In namaz, you can just read it at home. You don't need to read it in the masjid. Or something else, just compromise your deen. I will say straight away, I cannot compromise my deen. I cannot compromise when it comes to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is my creator. He is the one who gives me rizq. He is the one who sustains me. He is the one who looks after me. He is the one who has always cared for me, who will always care for me. When there is nobody else left in the world to care for me, Allah ta'ala will still care for me. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you tell me not to fulfill His haqq? How can you tell me not to fulfill His rights? And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. That if someone, there is no obedience to the creation, if it means you will go against the commands of the creator. That if Allah Ta'ala tells me to do something, and then my wife tells me to do something, my parents tell me to do something, my son tells me to do something, I love them all very much. But Allah's command is superior. And this brings me to the discussion which I wanted to have today, which I wanted to talk about today. Very important discussion. And it's something we don't talk about as much, and we don't emphasize as much. And as I always mention, because we're getting close to the Day of Judgment, and the signs of Qiyamah, the signs of Judgment are in front of us, one by one. The minor signs and the major signs. The major signs will come. One of the signs of Qiyamah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions is that adna sadiqahu wa aqsa abahu. A time will come where a person will push his father far away. Aqsa, meaning he will push him far away, and he will bring his friend very close to him, meaning that a person will have a very strong relationship and a very strong bond and connection with their friends, but they will not have this relationship with their parents. And unfortunately, we see this in front of us day by day increasing. There was a time when people would get married, they would live at home, and all of this. Now, parents can't even imagine telling their children live at home, because then it causes family problems and so many other issues. And these are just small things. You know, sometimes there's there's right and wrong on both sides. However, we can slowly see these things appearing. The time when a parent's value A parent's respect, a parent's honor is not maintained by the child anymore. The child does not feel that their parents are precious, their parents are special, and their parents have the greatest haqq and the greatest right over them after Allah Ta'ala. A child does not feel this anymore. Remember when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about the signs, about the major sins. Some scholars have written books on the kaba'ir, the major sins. And they've listed about 73, 74, 75, something like that. They've all had difference of opinion about what are the greatest gunas, what are the greatest sins in Islam. But the second, any time they mention this list, the second one that they always, everybody who lists the list of the greatest sins that a person can do, the second most one that they list is disobedience to your parents. Out of all of the sins a person can do, you can imagine them in your head, what sins a person can possibly get up to. The worst sin is shirk. Naturally, the worst sin is shirk. Why? Allah Ta'ala clearly says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah Ta'ala will not forgive shirk. Because shirk, you leave Islam. So this is the worst sin. But number two rank, guess what number two is? عُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Disobedience to your parents. Subhanallah, in one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ عَاقٌ. Someone who disobeys his parents, someone who is disrespectful to his parents, to their parents, someone who does not fulfill the rights of the parents, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ, will not enter Jannah. The doors of Jannah will be closed for them. So my dear respected brothers and elders and youngsters, it's very important that our hearts should be filled with the love of our parents. Doesn't matter what direction they are going, doesn't matter if I feel religiously how they may be, how they may not be, we need to have that muhabbat, that care, that love for them. Our parents cannot be worse than some of the parents of the Sahaba. Our parents cannot be worse than some of the parents of the Anbiya alayhim salam. The Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, his father was not a Muslim. His father was an idol worshipper. Not only was his father an idol worshipper, his father was the one who used to carve the idols that the people of his village would worship. He was responsible for their idol worship. This was his father. How, what does Allah Ta'ala say in the Quran? وَمَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ إِلَّا عَمَّ مَوْعِدَةٍ وَعَدَهَا إِيَّا. When his father said to him, Oh Ibrahim, I don't want you here. Get out of our village. They tried to kill him. His father was responsible for this as well. They tried to kill him, they placed him in the fire, and they tried to burn the Prophet Ibrahim a.s. alive. But Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. We said, Oh fire, become cool for Ibrahim. 40 days Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. stayed in the fire, and he says, those 40 days were the best days of my life. Allah Ta'ala made the fire, which is burning hot from outside. A bird cannot even fly over it, it would turn into a barbecue. That fire, Allah Ta'ala made it cold and peaceful and like a garden for Ibrahim alayhi salam. He stayed there for 40 days and he enjoyed that time alone with Allah Ta'ala. After this, his father realized, Ibrahim is obviously, we can't do anything to him. So he said, get out, you know, I don't want you here. What did Ibrahim alayhi salam say? Oh my father, I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. Even though he's leaving, his dad is saying, get out of my house, I don't want you. Because you're not like me, you don't like worshipping idols, I don't need you. So he said, Oh my father, I will ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive you. So he made a promise to Allah Ta'ala, a promise to his father, I'm going to ask Allah to forgive you. I'm going to ask Allah to forgive you. Because he still that connection, that bond with his father, he does not want his father to go to Jahannam. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ إِلَّا عَمَّ مَوْعِدَةٍ وَعَدَهَا إِيَّا. Allah Ta'ala only says this after the ayat of Munafiqeen. When Allah Ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that إِن تَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةً فَلَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. Don't ask Allah to forgive the hypocrites. Don't ask Allah to forgive the kuffar. When they pass away, someone who does not believe in Allah, you cannot ask Allah to forgive that person. That person's destiny has been written. And then Allah Ta'ala says, why did Ibrahim a.s. ask forgiveness for his father, even though his father was a mushrik? Because he promised him, Oh my father, I will ask Allah to forgive you. You're my father. When Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, his son passed away, his son was destroyed in the flood. And then he said, Oh Allah, this is my son. Innahu min ahlik. He's from my family. And then Allah Ta'ala straight away said, Innahu laysa min ahlik. Oh Nuh, he's not from your family. He was not a Muslim. He did not believe in Allah Ta'ala. So the Sahaba and many of the Prophets alayhi wasalam, their parents were not even Muslim. But if we see the relationship and the muhabbat that they had with their parents, we would be amazed and astonished. And our parents who are Muslims, our parents because of whom we were brought up as Muslims, we were brought up as Muslims because of our parents. The Prophet ﷺ says in a hadith that كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ, every child is born upon Islam. And then فَأَبَوَاهُ يُحَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ, his parents are the one, or their parents are the one who make them a Yahudi, a Jew, or a fire worshipper, or a Christian, because they're the ones who do their tarbiyah, their upbringing, their nurturing. So our parents are responsible for us understanding Islam and knowing what Islam was. How can we treat our parents harshly? How can we treat our parents unkindly and unjustly? How can we be aggressive to our parents? We need to take this very, very seriously, my dear respected brothers and elders. Sometimes it's not easy, sometimes it's difficult, especially if a parent and the child has a very great difference in terms of their mindset and in terms of the way they are, their outlook. And that will always be the case. Every 20 years, every 30 years, the people will be different to the people who came 20 years before them. The mindset, the understanding, the outlook, the way they look at the world, it will always be different. But we cannot lose that fundamental respect for our parents. Remember, many people complain about financial difficulties, financial problems, hardships, all of this. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mention in the hadith? مَنْ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يُبْسَطَ لَهُ فِي رِزْقِهِ وَيُنْسَأَ لَهُ فِي أَثَرِهِ فَلْيَصِلْ رَحِمًا. Whoever wants Allah Ta'ala to bless them in their rozi, in their rizq, in their wealth, in their sustenance, and to increase them in their lifespan, فَلْيَصِلْ رَحِمًا, let them fulfill their family ties. And in many variations of this hadith have mentioned that let them look after their parents, let them fulfill the haqq of their parents. And many of the great scholars of the past would say, look, if you're going through financial difficulty, you need to first look at your parents and your relationship. There are probably some flaws and there are probably some weaknesses in the relationship you have between your parents, and that's why you are going through financial difficulty. So one of the solutions for a person, one of the ways out for a person from financial difficulties and hardships, is to make sure that they fulfill the haqq of their parents and the rights of their parents. It's so important, we cannot even emphasize. I will finish with this ayat of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. So this last title, just translate it. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala is saying that Allah Ta'ala has made it necessary for us that we worship only Allah, and straight after the ibadat of Allah, what does Allah say is our next fundamental obligation? Fulfill the rights of your parents, do not disobey your parents. Straight after Allah's ibadat, the next right we have over us is the respect of our parents. And then in this ayat towards the end, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ, speak kindly to them, speak nicely to them, speak softly to them, in a way that they will see that you love them. Don't even be harsh to them, don't even say uff to them. What that means is don't even say a small word which they will find harsh and they will not like. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and practice upon this, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا Thank you.
جی کچھ اعلانات ہیں. گزشتہ جمعے کو کلیکشن جو ہوئی تھی 1,215 pounds. اللہ تعالیٰ تمام ساتھیوں کی دی ہوئی کو قبول فرمائے. اور حاجی نور الہی صاحب نے 20 pounds مسجد کو دے کے دعا کی درخواست کی, امت محمدیہ کے لیے دعا کی درخواست کی. اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی تمام نیک حاجات کو پورا فرمائے, پورے عالم کے مسلمانوں کی اوپر جو مصیبتیں ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ آسان فرمائے. اور حاجی مہدی خان مرحوم کی فیملی نے بھی مسجد کو 50 pounds دے کے ان کے لیے بھی دعا کی درخواست کی. اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو غریق رحمت فرمائے, ان کے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرمائے. ون ادر اناؤنسمنٹ, ان شاء اللہ ٹوڈے آفٹر صلاۃ العشاء وی ہیو اے ویری امپورٹنٹ talk taking place in the masjid. You may have seen the poster which is on the screen outside, and if you follow the masjid social media masjid on social media, then you will have seen it as well. Those of you who don't, who have social media, I know most people, unfortunately even the children have social media now, but if you have social media and you don't follow the masjid, then please make sure you follow the masjid. We have all of the handles, Instagram, Facebook, all of this. So that way at least you can be up to date with any program that we have, any event that is taking place, any important announcements that take place on behalf of the masjid. So inshallah today after Salatul Isha we have a very important discussion about marriage and the importance of marriage. So all of the young unmarried people, I want to see you there inshallah. And all of the married people, I want to see you there as well inshallah. It'll be very important, something that is not discussed as frequently and not discussed as much. So please do make sure that you're there. MashaAllah, this program has been raising a lot of hype. People have been messaging me, numbers that I've not got saved, asking me what I'm going to talk about. Some people are saying, are you going to tell us how to do the nikah? So I said, it's not going to be about how to do the nikah, but inshallah we can do that some other time. But this is just about the importance of marriage, the harms of remaining unmarried. And maybe we can go into some of the pitfalls of marriage and how to avoid them, but we'll see if time allows us inshallah. Please make sure we all attend. Women folk as well, we'll have facilities for the sisters upstairs as well inshallah. So please make sure you bring everybody and you attend. There's holidays, a lot of people are off, it's Friday, work is finished. I know you can spend time at home watching, I don't know whatever comes on Friday night on TV. But it's better to inshallah attend the programs in the masjid and benefit that way. Inshallah, there'll be a lot of benefit.
Elderly.
Yeah, he's lost 20 pounds. Some elderly gentleman has unfortunately lost 20 pounds. He's dropped 20 pounds in the masjid. So if anyone does find it, you can bring it to myself or to one of the committee members, and inshallah we can get it back to the person inshallah. Make sure to inshallah please attend early next Jum'ah. We'll be talking about Ramadan and preparation for Ramadan. So please make sure to attend. We have what, 5 weeks? Almost, just over 5 weeks left of Ramadan. And most of us most likely are not even in the mindset or mentally ready for Ramadan. So it's very important. Please do attend early next Jum'ah. Our honourable, respected Shah Sahib will be he'll be going for Umrah tomorrow inshallah. So please meet him as well if you haven't met him. And next week I'll have the talk again. So we'll be talking about preparation for Ramadan. So please do make sure we come early so I can discuss the topic and do right to the topic inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي زين صورة الإنسان بحسن تقويمه وتقديره وحرسه من الزيادة والنقصان في شكله ومقاديره وفوض تحسين الأخلاق إلى اجتهاد العبد وتشميره واستحثه على تهذيبه بتخويفه وتحذيره ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي كان يلوح أنوار النبوة من بين أساريره ويستشرف حقيقة الحق من مخايله وتباشيره صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين طهروا وجه الإسلام من ظلمة الكفر ودياجيره أما بعد فالخلق الحسن صفة سيد المرسلين وأفضل أعمال الصديقين والأخلاق السيئة هي الخبائث المبعدة عن جوار رب العالمين والمنخرقة بصاحبها في سلك الشياطين كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أثقل شيء يوضع في ميزان المؤمن يوم القيامة خلق حسن وإن الله يبغض الفاحش البذيء أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه إن الذين يكسبون الإثم سيجزون بما كانوا يقترفون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي
وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل، وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب، ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا، وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم وفق ولاة المسلمين لما تحب وترضاه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. He straightened the rows for salah, so for the rows, Kalijaga. Brother requested to move forward and fill the gaps up. It is holiday time, so there will be more people attending. If there's a gap in front of you, we can just move forward and fill that gap up, inshallah. Make sure everyone is standing shoulder to shoulder, and make sure all mobile phones are either on silent or switched off, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم يره أحد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين فلاقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله
Again, a quick reminder, inshallah, today after Salatul Isha, we have a very important program taking place in the masjid. The talk will be in English, and it will be about marriage and the harms of delaying marriage, importance of protecting one's gaze, etc. Very relevant topics to today's current climate and day and age. So please make sure everyone tries to attend and invites other people and tells other people about it, inshallah. We have facilities for sisters upstairs. Please make sure that everyone tries their best to attend. Jazakallah khairan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma anta as-salam wa anta as-salam tabarak ya dhal jalali wal ikram. اللهم يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين
اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا حلالا طيبا وعملا متقبلا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ومن عذاب النار ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها ما بطن اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها ما بطن اللهم استرنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك اللهم استرنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.